Chapter 4. The next time I saw Mr. Gatsby was when he came to visit me at the cottage. I invited him inside for some tea. Gatsby was very nice to me. He offered me all sorts of things, like a trip to the beach and the use of his swimming pool. He was being very friendly.
"You're Daisy's cousin, right?" Gatsby said.
"Yes," I nodded. "I used to know Daisy from before the war," he said. "I would like to see her again, but I'm afraid she won't want to see me." He was usually such a confident man, but when he talked about Daisy, he became very shy and nervous. "Maybe," he said, "you could invite her over to your cottage for tea, and then I might drop by unexpectedly?" I smiled and nodded. "Yes," I said. "You don't have to offer me things. I will happily do this for you." Gatsby was very relieved and happy. Maybe it was not a good idea, but it seemed like a nice thing to do at the time. I liked my cottage. It was a small, forgotten house, hidden among the huge houses of the rich. It wasn't very big, but it was perfectly nice and perfectly suitable for one man living on his own. I didn't need anything else, but Mr. Gatsby disagreed. He wanted to make it better for Daisy's visit, so he sent his gardeners over to make the garden look nice and filled the house with flowers. It rained on the day Daisy came over, and Gatsby was very nervous. We waited together. "I'm leaving," he said, suddenly getting up.
"Why?"
I said. "Nobody's coming to tea now. It's too late." He looked at the watch. "I can't wait all day." "Don't be silly," I said. "It's only 2 minutes to four." Then there was a knock at the door. I got up to answer it and looked back at Gatsby. I expected him to be happy, but he had disappeared again. It was very strange. I invited Daisy in, and then there was another knock at the door. When I answered it, I was surprised to see Gatsby outside, all wet from the rain.
"Oh, hello, old sport," he said. "I was just passing and thought I would pop in."
I smiled and invited him in. I introduced him to Daisy, and she recognized him immediately. For half a minute, there wasn't a sound. Then Daisy said, "I'm certainly glad to see you again." Gatsby kept his hands in his pockets and leaned against the mantelpiece like he didn't care. But I could tell he was still very nervous. Daisy looked nervous too. Gatsby was so nervous that he knocked over my clock and broke it.
"I'm so sorry," he said, looking very worried.
"Don't worry, it's an old clock," I said in a gentle voice. "Daisy and I have met before," he said.
"Yes,
but we haven't seen each other for many years," she said.
5 years next November,"
said Gatsby precisely. They were so shy and awkward with each other, I thought I should leave them alone for a while, but Gatsby followed me.
"Where are you going?" he said.
"Don't worry, I'll be back," I said.
"This was a terrible mistake," he said, shaking his head.
"You're just embarrassed, that's all," I said. "Daisy's embarrassed too."
"She is?" he said.
"Yes, just as much as you are," I smiled. "Now stop being rude and go in there and talk to her." So he did.